As you may know, well, I can't take much credit for Brecken at all. I mean, it all goes to Michael Downs and to Barbara for spending a lot of time retrieving whatever she could from Michael's files and getting the EMS to hand over maintainership to me so that this jewel of tech programming was not lost. So thank you, Barbara, for that. To those of you that do not know what Brecken does, it's very simple. It alleviates you. It alleviates you from having to manually insert line breaks into all the equations you do. And when I try to explain this to non-technical people, it's like I said, it's like writing, and when you write a math expression in any typesetter now, it's like doing it all on a typewriter. You have to reformat it all the time to fit your needs. And those of you who have tried to writing articles and then figured out, then someone told you, oh, but it's two columns. And then you're like, oh, no. Because you have to redo everything. So, but in short, you load the package, and then you get an environment called DMath. And DMath will put an equation number on it. If you give it a star version, it'll not give you an equation number, just as you're used to. And then it'll start processing. It'll read f of x. That's good. Then it'll reach an equal sign and say, oh, this must be the left-hand side. And then it'll start accumulating everything else. And then it'll try to align it nicely on the relation. And when there's a binary operator, it'll say, oh, I shouldn't align that, so I'll just indent it a bit, and everything just works.
Simple.
That is very simple. So that's the easy part. Sometimes you also want to have groups of equations, and for that we have dgroup. And in this dgroup, I do not want subnumbering, so I use the star. I want dmath, the first one. It's actually the same one as before, just lazy. So it'll get an equation number, and then this sort of hutch-fudge formula will not get a number. And this looks like this. And that seems to work all right. The relation symbols are still aligned. This one reflows nicely. So, yeah, very simple. So how on earth do we do this? We categorize each symbol into a specific class, but there are two kinds of classes. As we saw yesterday at Adita's presentation, we had 8 math classes, and we use the same, and they are for spacing purposes. But when we do breaking, we have to be a tad more careful. Because I can have a delimiter. If I have a left delimiter, I would usually not want to break the equation right after it, because that'll look very strange. And if I have a right delimiter, I would certainly not want to break just prior to it. Or if I have a bidirectional delimiter, like a vertical bar, it's not likely that I actually want to break on either side of it. So we have to have different breaking classes. And this complicates matters a bit. So what we do is we use tech to take care of the spacing classes, and the rest we do by hand. And how we do that is we make every single math character a macro. If it's already a control sequence like alpha, you tuck some code onto it. If it's a single letter, we make it active in math mode, but only math mode, via the math code text 8000. Now, whenever people say active characters, some tech programmers will get shivers, and and I'm one of them. Because what does this do when it, I mean, Michael said, this pushes the envelope of LaTeX 2E, and he was wrong. This totally annihilates the envelope of 2E. So, but, and he started development in late 90s. And at that time, people used article class or book class. Hyperref was not really existent yet. And many of the very powerful packages that have since arisen, they were just not there. And so when people started using Brecken in 2002, 2003, they found that it didn't really work with much else. So what I've done after assuming maintainership is trying to get it to play nicely with the rest of the LaTeX world. And it does. It actually does. You can use it with EMS math, which I think is the single most important feature. Because then there are some things that Brecken does not do, and then you can always switch to the EMS math construct, and it'll still work. It also works with the hugely popular memoir class. It didn't used to, so there are a lot of users who appreciate that. It also works with most other things. It works with Beamer, because I've done it in Beamer. It works with Hyperref, without breaking. The only thing is that you have to disobey Heiko's one golden rule of Hyperref, and you have to load Brecken last.
That means that I can make a hyperlink to one, just one symbol in your break, in your equation when it breaks, and it will work.
That's interesting. We'll have to try that out. There are some things that don't work. I mean, my lovely wife tried to use Brecken recently, and she got the idea of putting a footnote into the which was a very reasonable thing to do for the case in hand, but that didn't go too well. It's complicated. But, as I said, it works with activating math codes, cat codes. So there are some packages that do the same. And that may or may not work. There is an issue with French, the French Babel. There is an issue with packages that want to make underscore an active character, because we do the same. And there are some that do that. But mostly, it works quite all right. Yeah?
Are the cat code changes made for the whole document, or are they only made for the math environments?
No, they both. Because it used the math code.
Yeah.
There's every math character has a math code, but Knuth reserved one magic one,
yeah,
namely the last one, so that a character that has cat code 11 or 12 will actually turn into a macro in math mode, but only in math mode.
What I mean is, are those math codes applicable throughout the whole document?
Yeah.
Or only for the special environment?
No, they are throughout the whole document, but it, when we go, say, now, because now you want to know what on earth happens when I start putting all these active characters into an EMS math environment.
And I'm also wondering what's going to happen if you output things into files and you're in math mode when you're outputting into the files, so that you get extra expansions that you didn't want.
Well, the development version makes all of these protected. It will require ETag.
Okay.
So the expansion and when writing to a file should not happen.
Okay.
It did also provide some robustness if you use the proper LaTeX interfaces. Which, of course,
excellent.
People do.
Yeah.
No, but and when used in within EMS math environments, it will switch off all the fancy stuff. It'll disable all the. It'll just make.
Couldn't you
relation.
Change the math codes on? Obviously, you've thought about this, I'm sure. On entrance to DMath, or
yeah. Yes, you can, but the idea is we have the breaking classes, and there are about 15 varies. And so it's easier to just take the 15 breaking classes, turn them into something harmless that just spits out the character as it should be, rather than changing math code up hundreds and hundreds of.
Right.
So but that's what it does. So, there are a few problems. I mean, it's far from perfect. Number one problem, not all environments work as advertised. There are some problems with the grouping macros. And it's complicated stuff. It does not have QED support, which would be very nice to have, especially for automated types. So it would be nice to have that if you end a theory environment and DMath is the last item in it, it would be nice to have a QED printed or an end of theory marker inserted automatically. Because you can have this currently using EMS math and the package end theory, which is a very, very nice feature. And interference with other packages changing document cat codes, say French Babel, is something I really have to work out. I have a new model for that, but I need to discuss it with other people to see if this is the way to go, because it is, as Michael said, it's pushing the envelope, and here is an area where we really have to rethink how we do it, because many packages will happily change a cat code. They'll do it locally, perhaps, and then again at begin document. But it's in reality, it should be in a list that's called document cat codes, that is, or typesetting cat codes, that is activated every time you want to do typesetting. Because you may sometimes do typesetting in the preamble, like when you enter your name, or similar stuff. One thing it doesn't have either is manual overrides. And especially in the next couple of years when people will have a lot of experience using EMS math and not so much using Brecken, I think a lot of people will often want to say, but I would prefer if the break was here instead. And there are some things we can do. We can do a hard line break, like people used to, or we could perhaps persuade it to using a different layout for the equation. Say if you have a ladder layout, perhaps you would want it to be a little, you want a step ladder layout. Or you want it straight down. One thing that complicates all of Brecken immensely, it's putting these equation numbers in. It's just, it doesn't help. The problem is, it's an equation number is both part of the equation and then it's not part of the equation. Because if you have a very long equation, then perhaps it'll fit on one line. But if you have the equation number, it won't fit on one line unless you want the equation number to overlap with the equation. And then you have to choose a different layout just because there's an equation number. And then the placement of the equation number will interfere with the layout. So you get a bit of a chicken-egg thing. But first you pretend it's not there, and then you add it there, and then, that'll change the way everything looks. So it gets complicated. One improvement we have done recently is for single line equations. Because Michael did a thing where he just said, it's gonna vertically center every tag. And that works fine for some things. It works fine for multi-line expressions because where else to put it? But for single line, if it's not actually symmetrical, then you get this sort of thing, where it's vertically centered, yes. but you'd expect it to be on the math axis. So we've tried to change that so that this is actually a typeset with bracket now, and it is actually centered on the math axis rather than on the vertical side. Again, this makes things more complicated because now it's the current implementation is making it the tag be part of the reflow, and it has to be taken apart from that. But this is a decidedly non-trivial exercise. As to the line breaking itself, it works most of the time. Sometimes you get, let's say, suboptimal results. Sometimes you would expect it to do another break and then put the tag elsewhere, but I've seen it shift the tag and then produce something that technically fits on the page, but it's not what you would do. Part of it is that the algorithm just isn't perfect, but I'm not here to place blame on anyone because this is, I'm not sure there is a perfect algorithm. Not at all, actually. So we could probably use some heuristics to choose better results. And for that, I need a test suite. I need a large library of examples so we can see what we get. The algorithm itself needs an inspection, a more detailed specification. But hey, we don't have to do that because, as I heard, Presentation MathML is out in a new version and they have a lot of ideas as to how to do this as well. So I'd rather follow their instructions. If there are some things that we techies have discovered that is not present in MathML, well, then we can just talk to them. And perhaps there's a good reason why it's not there. Perhaps they just forgot. But chances are we forgot something. And
I can point you to a large library of examples.
Yes, I would love that.
Yeah.
And the single most difficult thing with the line breaking algorithm is to get it to work with the paragraph shapes within LaTeX. It handles working within an itemized list or something, but as soon as you get funny paragraph shapes, then it doesn't work with it because it doesn't know how to detect the paragraph shapes. There are some features within ETEC that allows us to investigate a little further. Best would be to have a more advanced galley shaping mechanism that actually stores this and then it knows what to do when it's within this kind of thing. Like, assume you have a cutout for graphics and you have your paragraphs that reflow around it, and then all of a sudden Brecken comes along and says, oh, I want to change the paragraph shape. And the paragraph shape's already been changed. It's messy. Really, really messy. The code itself is close to spaghetti code. And just like tech is spaghetti code, there's a very good reason for this, because otherwise it was simply not feasible to run it. I mean, more than 10 years ago, that was the way it had to be done. And that's just, yeah, that's just the way it is. I've learned to live with this. Today, I can rewrite it into a more functional and readable style, so that it should also be easier to maintain, if other people would want to contribute or take over. Well, someday. You never know what happens, unfortunately. A different aspect of this is, say, if I wanted to do the same exercise in Lua, if I have a clear specification and I have a coding, an implementation that's written in a functional style programming, it should not be too difficult to write in a different language. And I would definitely consider Lua to be a target language before too long. Just means I have to learn it. Or that someone else who can understand this very clear and concise implementation will be able to port it almost automatically. Another thing that didn't really exist at 10 years ago, at least in the tech world, was Unicode. And the implementation bears many signs of this, because it assumes that a math character has a family, a class, and a slot position that has exactly as many digits as tech supports. And then Jonathan comes along with C-Tech and changes all of this, so I have to change things accordingly. And that has to, there are many, many areas of the code where this has to change. But I've already done it. I actually did it last year. Just haven't released it yet because there are many other things that need to change, and this will be one thing that breaks many things. But fortunately, we should have Unicode support soon. It does also mean that I have to write support files for many Unicode characters, all the math characters in Unicode, and that might take some time, but I'm sure there are tables available already for C-Tech. Am I correct, Jonathan?
There's certainly some information there with C-Tech, depending quite what you need.
Yeah.
There's all the information that you told us yesterday.
Yeah.
In that we would take.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It should work eventually. Another thing that's big these days is accessibility, which is also difficult. But I was thinking, when Brecken reflows a math expression, why shouldn't it be able to put some extra magic? It puts in a lot of magic penalties and bits and pieces here and there to make sure that the reflowing happens when you process it through LaTeX. So why not see if we can add PDF tagging while we're at it, since that Ross has now persuaded Tan into adding the primitives we need, then that should be something that should certainly be possible. And I hope to start this soon. Other nice things to have? I don't know how many of you have read Russian math ever. Russians have a tendency to, if they break a line on a binary operator, they repeat it. It's like having a hyphen in both the end of the line and the beginning of the line, even if it's a minus. And Brecken doesn't support this currently, nor does anything else.
I have seen a style in some Russian discussions for supporting this, but not for Brecken, for inline equations.
Yes,
if you have inline, you...
There is a Tugboat article on this.
Yes.
And it's certainly an interesting challenge. it would be very nice to that. And we must be honest, there is one thing, I was lying before, there is one thing I know of that supports it, and that's Word 2007. And we have to, and it supports some kind of line breaking as well. It's just not very clever, but it does support the Slavic binary operators. And I mean, we've always said that tech produces the best, and then but now we have to work hard to make sure that's still the case. I would also like to make the input even more natural. I mean, if I write the letters S-I-N with no spacing between them, it's very unlikely that it's the three variables S, I, and N multiply. I probably just mean silence. And I would like to do that for Brecken, so that we can get rid of many of the backslashes that are entirely unnecessary.
Seems independent of Brecken.
Yeah. It is,
except that you have the mechanism to do it.
Already make
it. Since he makes everything active.
Right.
Yeah, precisely. That's the point. I already halfway there. So I have done some tests, and it seems to work okay. It would also be nice to have scaling of delimiters, to have parentheses grow as the input of it grows. There is one package that does this, which is called NAP, and Brecken does not work with NAP in any way, which is, well, not so strange, because they both try to make everything active, so it just doesn't work. NAP does not do automatic line breaking though, but it does do many other nice things. And it's not used very much, but it contains some very interesting ideas. And I have a printout in my Brecken workspace. But what I really want to do is to make it simple for the user. I don't want people to enter left, right, and backslashes all over the place, because that's not natural. And my last hope is that it doesn't break other packages. And yeah, that's it for now.
Yeah, so two questions. One, do you get to choose the delimiter that it aligns on? Like, you have an equal sign, but someone might be using right
yes,
arrows.
Yes, you can hide a relation symbol, so that it's not interpreted as.
But can you declare another symbol like right arrow to be the alignment
there?
Whenever it sees a relation symbol, then it says,
okay,
this is what I can align.
So you might have to hide it sometimes, but otherwise
yeah.
You can pick it up.
Like in if you do probability theory, then you would very often have to hide.
Okay.
Then
the second question is there support for annotations like the AMS align class, where you can have alignment on an equal sign, so you have little remarks up in the right margin. This holds only for k greater
yeah,
than zero.
You can have, it's called condition. You can put a comment on each that contains equal signs and what have you, and does not interfere with. Yes?
Yeah, probably a naive question. You said about automatic scaling of delimiters. Suppose I have explicit scaling. I have left something, right something.
Yeah.
And it's so long that you decide that, can you break
it
between
does.
The group?
I should
and will it grow it right?
I should have brought that example. That's actually one killer feature. It does, it's the Steve Jobs thing. One more thing, yeah. It does support left, right. It'll break up across lines.
Break up and
yeah.
Make them
you,
right
you don't. You don't have to fiddle with phantoms or anything.
Wow.
it works, and Michael got that to work very nicely, and that is a very, very nice feature. Yes, Barbara?
About alignment of math displays within list environments, Mike considered implementing that, but then he discovered that a number of our authors, the stuff that we actually get in, where you have nested lists, the text area gets so narrow that it can't accommodate the Mac.
Yeah.
What do you do in that case? You just say, I want shift by more than a certain amount?
You can do...
Change the normal stuff.
That's not an option.
Tell the author to resubmit. No, no. What you can do, you try first at whatever space you have available, and then you can say, okay, if it won't fit in any way, then I'll just let it grow to the left. I mean, you can work one indention level down, that should be okay, but there are cases where it's just, it won't look good. And
yeah, there are places where you, if you just can use the whole width, it'll fit on one line, but you're breaking it into three parts because...
Yeah. This is it's a miracle. Close to being a miracle that Brecken works, and works in itself. And then we have to remember, we have to fit it into something that's equally complicated, namely ordinary paragraph breaking in shapes. And it's, yeah, lists provide proved to be a huge problem, in fact.
Yeah, it was Michael's decision to ignore that.
Yeah, I mean, he could have spent a year just trying to figure that out and how to do it properly, and rather than just, okay, do it.
The mechanism in AMS Math and AMS Document classes to use QED here to explicitly say, oh, I want to end the...
Yeah, it doesn't work too well. Sometimes you get away with it, and sometimes you don't.
Okay.
And that's what I really want to fix.
And there's something else that has come up lots of times within the past few months. I've been surprised at how much. And that's that people want little markers at the ends of things other than proofs.
Yes. I'm one of those people. This is a very serious feature. I use that kind of thing. I have authors in my hobby job where I do books that want their examples to be shaded, but but they also want their floating figures and what have you. So it's you can't just use the packages already available. So I've devised something that actually uses this end of, it just sets an invisible end of theorem marker and then draws the shades on the next run. And this falls into the same category because I don't want to be able, I don't want to set this manually every time because I'll get it wrong. And yes, this automatic end of theorem placement is something that I would like to do. And also there are some things that the existing packages do that they haven't thought about. What if you want an end of theorem marker and you have a tag on the last line? What do you do?
Well, we've chosen to set our tags on the left.
Yeah. That's one thing. Yeah.
Oh,